So my major prediction really is that the world in the next 10 years will change more than the previous 300 years. For example, machines taking our jobs, right? It's a very big trend. I mean, basically every single company wants to use software to replace people. Everything that we have assumed is science fiction is no longer true. It's reality now. Well, I think the primary thing that's happening with marketing and advertising is, first, is good news, is that all companies and all institutions will spend more money on marketing and advertising because people are connecting all everywhere now. So in 2020, we have 80% of the world on the internet, right? So direct marketing, connecting, finding people becomes easier and more possible. And the marketing and advertising budget is increasing at 6 to 8% per year globally, right? So the art of advertising is not dying because there's no money. But the difference is that in a world that's digital and that is connected, we cannot use advertising as disruption. In a digital world, you have complete empowerment of the consumer. I can avoid your messages if I don't want them. In order for me to pay attention to your messages, whatever the medium is, I need to give you permission. And so we're moving to permission-based marketing and this is why content is so important, because when you tell a story and you produce interesting content, then people find that interesting because it has its own value. 90% of marketing will be targeted, personalized, based on permission, based on storytelling, based on omni-channel, of course, right? And based on relationships. So basically, if you take the word advertising and you scratch that you call it what I call withvertising, which is the opposite of ad, right, with a T, right? Advertising with a T, because now we can track every single person if they allow us. We can use all kinds of fancy technology to segment and predict, and you know, so advertising technology or ad tech is exploding. So that's all happening on technology side. So anybody who wants the future in advertising has to know technology, right? So it's technology. The other part is that advertising can only be good, or marketing can only be good, if it's human, because it is actually quite difficult to tell a story that humans will respond, because you have to have empathy and compassion and humor, and you know, this is quite not easy. And I think that the rise is basically, you know, most of the professions will move to the right brain, you know, storytelling, negotiation, instinct, imagination, you know, creation of this kind of content, right? I mean, a computer can tell a story, a computer can play music, but it's not at all like the kind of story that we want or that we would value, basically. It's the art of understanding a very complex situation and creating content around it. So if you think of that as a future of marketing, you would say that basically you would use machines for providing answers and information and data and logic, right? And simulations, and you know that they are going to be everywhere. There's no doubt about that, right? But you still need people to create stories, to ask questions, because you know people connect to people. People don't connect. I think it's in generally true that we will need less people doing repetitive work, right? So not just in marketing or advertising. If your job is repetitive or routine, like measuring analytical impact of a campaign or whatever, right? That job will be gone in the future. No computer's ever going to invent the iPad when nobody talked about having anything like this, right? So I think chances are that many of the low-level jobs will go away. For example, analytics, right? Or media planning. Right? Media planning is completely automated. The business model of the agencies will have to completely change because they make so much money off media planning, and that will be done by a robot, right? Well, it's like every business, you know. There's lots of things that people do that used to make lots of money because there was no better way of doing it. Well, I call this sometimes the end of good enough. So if you have a job that's just good enough, that job will eventually end. It's just a question of time. The job is not to become more like a machine, but to become more human on top of the machine, because you are not going to beat the machine to be a better machine. So being really human, the job is not to be smarter, because a lot of people think that the job is to be smarter to survive, right? The job is to be more human. What I call those humor rhythms, like, you know, there's algorithms and then there's humor rhythms, which are human rhythms, right? For example, you cannot think of a good ad campaign without having compassion or empathy, right? And that's almost impossible to describe to a machine. I do a lot of work in marketing and advertising, and one of the key misperceptions is that you can use means of fairly evil technologies like surveillance-based technologies, tracking, and you can basically just abuse people in such a way. And if you look at television advertising 20 years ago, it was extremely abusive, right? Because we cannot go away because we don't know when it starts again. And this idea of finding customers that are stuck and then abusing them to sell things, that is just a very bad idea. Right? And that is ending. So now it's all about building relationships, building purpose, building brands, telling stories. The thing is about marketing and advertising and pretty much every industry is that the amount of information that we're getting now is completely exploding, right? Big data, you know, it's basically when we connect everything and when we have electronic medical records, for example, for doctors, right? Or when we have self-driving cars that broadcast the data, when we use mobile devices that show our location, and when we have digital money, right? Very soon there'll be no more cash. So when we have all these data points, and basically today, on a scale of 1 to 100, we're at 3 or 4. We're not at 20. Right? I mean, we're very highly connected already, but in 5 years the scale will be 80. All of the information is going to be available. So, and that information will be something like, I don't know, you know, 50 exaflops per day or something, right? And so this information cannot be useful without machine intelligence, because there's no way that we can do anything about it. Right? So, for example, if you're doing a sentiment analysis of a brand or a product, you have so many data points that people just would not be able to make much sense out of it. Right? So now we have this discipline called deep learning and cognitive computing, which is essentially the fact that we don't program the computer to do certain things. We show the computer the data, we tell him what the goal is, and then the computer actually figures a way to learn from the data to find his own rules of how this game, in parentheses, is being played, right? And the biggest example is how Google's machine won against the Go champion, right? You may have heard the Chinese game Go. So the Google computer has beat the world champion at Go. And Go is a very complicated game, and this was predicted to happen in 2030. And Go is not a game that you can program, because it has over a trillion possible moves. So the computer actually, what they did is they made the computer watch the game, and the computer learned what it is, and then it made its own rules, and it beat the world champion 4-1. And so the same thing is going to happen with advertising. Basically, we collect the data, we feed into a giant brain like IBM Watson, and will come back to us with a suggestion. And then we can say, well, from a human standpoint, you know, this may be true, but we think that people will get the joke. And so we're going to do it differently. But this will really change the way that you're perceiving reality as a marketer, except for that you don't want the consumers to, well, the users in that case, you don't want the users to feel like they're being spied on all the time, right? So this is a big problem. So what we need to do in marketing is we have to get people to say that they want to hear from us, right? Otherwise, it feels like the NSA, right? And so if marketing is like spying, then it's dead. We're just going to reject all of it. I think people always tend to think that content is going in one direction, or, you know, the reality is that all kinds of content have different purpose, right? So audio content, for example, is coming back, you know, podcasts, audio, radio. Yeah, audio only will be very successful. Because audio is a great medium that does not require eyes. And so telling stories and having branded audio content is making a big comeback already, right? So that is going to be big. But very hard to integrate advertising in that, right? because it would need to be some sponsored native storytelling and things like that, right? But that's a big rise. And the other one is, of course, virtual reality, which is more like going inside of a movie set. I think in 3 years, it will be as normal as using WhatsApp. Virtual reality and augmented reality and holograms, they're sort of all new interfaces, right? And they make a perfect match, for example, with medical products, right? So if you want to find out about the effects of a certain drug, you can go into the hologram, right? And you can pull open a drawer and look at information, and this is really different than reading stuff, right? So this will be a big hit. There's no doubt about it. But then again, it's a little bit like, if I'm interested, then I'll go into the room and I'll emerge, right? The other thing, of course, that's in terms of the format, video will remain big and will be very, very big, but there's a limited amount of how much information I can take in that way. So my prediction is that every major brand will be very big on video, creating stories. You know, Red Bull has done this, and it's a standard example, but General Electric has done this. I mean, it's basically that if you don't engage with mobile video, then chances are your advertising is completely out. Right? But that is kind of a momentary thing. I think ultimately you cannot have a world where every brand has 400 video channels. So there needs to be some sort of filtering. Right? The other very big thing that's happening there with content is curation. Right? It's like in a museum. You don't go to the museum to see all of the pictures of the world. Right? You see only, you know, Picasso or whatever, right? And you go to a restaurant where the cook is a curator. And so if you're interested in the future in these things, you will find channels and media that is essentially like a curated experience, right? And that's what brands will do. And Red Bull is a good example. They curate lifestyle experience, right? Basically, it's, you know, all of the formats will increase, including virtual formats, simulations, Second Life type things, you know. Games, of course, are big on formats. But I would not say that we're moving towards a format that is only one kind of format. The other thing is, of course, that text is making a big comeback because of curation. Right? So, for example, I may end up paying for a really high power newsletter that is very heavily curated. That's what the newspapers used to do, right? And the same is going to be true for record labels, for publishers, for banks, right? So if you don't add value to the customer proposition, then they just get ignored. And this is the problem, is most of the big traditional players, they have, the only value they had was distribution and presence, right? They did not actually keep on adding new values. They relied on the old values, like, you know, pharma companies make pills, right? And BMW makes cars, right? But now everybody can make a pill. I can print it with 3D. I can print my car, so, you know, using a 3D printer. So what is the extra value of BMW? And those are questions that you have to ask if you're in marketing. It's like, why do people need to pay attention to what I'm saying? And the world is going to be so highly connected that my attention span will shrink to those that I don't want to hear about. They're going to just be out. Right? So it comes down to relationships, because human humanity really is that in the end, I have a limited number of things I can do with what I am. I have to sleep. I have to do all these things, right? So there it really comes down to purpose and meaning and relevance, and not to price or to volume, right? And this is what most people don't understand, is that they think that if they yell louder, and if they put out more stuff and they are the fastest, right, that people will still pay attention to them, right? And that's already on the way out. So it's all about meaning, purpose, relationship. And so for a marketer, this is more difficult because you have to earn it. Right?